DHS, Returning Deported Migrants Need Federal Aid for Housing. By Neil Monroe on July 22, 2021. Many of the deported migrants who are now getting special invites to re-enter the U.S. are so poor they need government aid for housing and health care, according to the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. The admission came in a July 19 statement to progressive contractors who want to be paid for wrapping the poor and unskilled migrants in the taxpayer-funded federal welfare system. The DHS statement said, when appropriate, the contractor shall collaborate with other providers, contractors, and stakeholders to help ensure a wraparound approach to services. Services include but are not limited to housing, primary health care, nutrition assistance, legal assistance, immigration and travel processes. The housing aid is being offered to lawfully deported migrants who are being invited to return by Joe Biden's pro-migration deputies. Progressives argue the aid is deserved because the migrants were unfairly separated from their children during the deportation process. Yet any housing given to migrants will raise Americans' rents, including the rents paid by the poor and minority Americans whom progressives claim to support. The potential winners in any welfare wraparound contract include the university-trained progressives and the various pro-migration advocacy groups. These progressives work with groups such as the ACLU and large pro-migration groups such as Kids in Need of Defense, KIND, which was created by Brad Smith, Microsoft's very wealthy pro-migration president. The progressives serve as cheerleaders and enablers for investors who want the government to extract poor consumers, renters, and workers from other countries for use in the U.S. economy. The progressives embrace their supportive role, even though the inflow gradually pushes many millions of ordinary Americans out of decent jobs and good housing. On July 21, Axios.com allowed the progressives to make their pitch for a wraparound contract. At least a third of migrant families separated at the border during the Trump administration and reunited in the U.S. so far under President Biden were homeless initially. Three people familiar with estimates discussed by advocates and government officials told Axios. Why it matters, as the number of reunions grows. Such homelessness rates have the potential to significantly strain non-governmental organizations already plagued by limited resources. Some 41 family reunifications have been completed on Biden's watch, with an estimated 2,100 families still separated. That's too small a sample to gauge with certainty the extent of the housing needs moving forward. Parents are coming back with very little to no resources and coming back to very precarious situations, said Christy Turner Urbiz, KIND's Director of Special Programs. The Axios report also included a warning to Biden's deputies. It should be in the Biden administration's interest not to see these families end up in homeless shelters, legal errand, the ACLU's lead attorney in its family separation lawsuit, told Axios. Perhaps 2,000 of the deported migrants are being invited back in by DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who has a limited parole authority to admit people for urgent humanitarian reasons or significant public benefit. Our highest priority is to reunite these families. It's not about righting the wrong of the past, it's about restoring the conscience of our government, Mayorkas said as he touted his return of four deported migrants in a May 4 appearance on MSNBC. The adult migrants were temporarily separated from their children as the adults were processed in the criminal courts while the children were sheltered in other centers. Some of the parents were sent home without their children, and some choose to separate themselves from their children by leaving them behind in the United States so the children could apply for asylum. Investors and progressives stigmatized this law enforcement as family separation and zero tolerance, as they opposed almost any effort to curb the flow of consumers, renters, and migrants across the border. The pro-enforcement policy began in July 2017 and lasted until January 2021, when it was quickly ended by Biden's pro-migration administration. Biden's deputies say the policy separated at perhaps 4,000 children from the parents amid the vast inflow of 2 million migrants. But Trump largely ended the migration inflow from mid-2019 once his deputies pushed out a series of reforms that were fought in court by the ACLU and other investor-funded lawyer groups. Trump's reduction in migration helped nudge up salaries for Americans for forcing employers to compete for American workers in a tight labor market. In general, Legal and illegal migration moves wealth from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to investors, from technology to stoop labor. Biden's revived federal delivery of legal and illegal labor also helps to move wealth and social status, from heartland red states to the coastal blue states and from the rural districts to the urban districts within each state. Obviously, investors want to import more migrants, even very poor migrants, because they spike sales, rental rates, profits, and stock values. The DHS statement promises that aid to the migrants, dubbed class members, will be free of any obligations or costs. Terms of establishing contact for pre-reunification and post-reunification include informing the class member that all of the services being offered are voluntary and they shall not be penalized in any way for rejecting them. Informing the class member that this effort is not for DHS, HHS or any government entity to track them, but rather to aid in their recovery from traumatic separation. Informing the class member that engaging in these support or mental health services, or even reaching out for more information shall not affect any efforts they may have been making towards obtaining legal status, their housing, any current or future social services, any work they may be engaged in for their livelihood, whether authorized or unauthorized, and their right to obtain a work permit when authorized. In June, Mayorkas said he will put the dignity of foreign migrants foremost in our efforts. For example, he ended the Trump administration's public charge barring the award of green cards to migrants who would rely on taxpayer aid. I felt, and we collectively in the department felt, that the rescission of that rule would not only restore dignity to the process, but adhere to the rule of law, he claimed.